Right now, it is time to bring in our good friends, David and Marcy from the Berkshire Edge. You can find the Berkshire Edge at theberkshireedge.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with news and views and story and reviews and more affecting the lives not only of the people in South County, but, of course, adjacent eastern New York and here in northwest Connecticut. Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Well, good morning. Is it snowing down there?
We have light snow showers going off and on, yes.
We do, too.
Yeah.
No, it's really coming down hard.
Yeah, there's certain areas that are going to get, like, yesterday at my house, we had a trace of snow. It's one of those things where there's cold weather, it's turbulent, we've got mountains that the winds go over and then come down, and so we get these snow showers. And I'm looking at the radar, and taking a look at the radar, the snow showers go back all the way to the middle of New York. So I would figure that we'll have them off and on most of the afternoon.
Well, this is on.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know where the off is, but on is here.
Looking at the radar right now, the Great Barrington area is getting hit the hardest. And I would figure about 20 minutes, you'll be cleared out and just be cold and looking at some snow.
Oh, so it's not going to stay?
No,
oh.
It's not going to stay. It might stay on the ground because it's not going to be very warm or sunny today, but it's not going to stay. It won't keep snowing all day long.
Yeah.
You just happen to be in. You just have to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, and you've got.
No. I love it.
Oh, you like it? All right.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
Well, it's
yes,
a. It's
no,
a,
I would like a foot.
Well, I'll give you a foot. If you keep talking like that, I'll give you a foot, but it won't be snow. All right. Let's take
like Groucho Marx.
Yeah, I know. Let's take a look at some of the stories that people can find at theberkshireedge.com.
Oh, yeah.
We'll start off with your holiday happenings because we need holiday happenings. We need good news. I just posted a picture that I saw on the internet that was the greatest. Somebody said, this is the greatest lawn ornament for 2020. And somebody had put a big three-letter joy sign out in front of their house. Well, somebody took down the J, and it's just oi.
Oi.
Well, yeah, that's for Hanukkah, and it will go back to J, in a week or so.
Right. Hanukkah
is joyful. All right, so
I think you know that we printed a gorgeous magazine before the pandemic, and we've had to take it all online. Because it was impossible to distribute a magazine on things going on when nobody knows very far in advance. So we have taken our magazine online, and this holiday happenings is one of the articles in our magazine section. And we are updating it weekly, and there really are a lot of good things going on. There's music, there are outdoor activities in downtown of towns. So, David and I have been remarking how hard it is to feel any end-of-the-year holiday spirit when we're sitting in our house, and not seeing anybody else. But the fact is that if you do want to venture out, there's a lot to do. And you can look at our holiday happenings, and you can also go to the Berkshire Edge calendar. You know, we have the best calendar in the area. Because we invite the public to post their own events, and they do. And so we have really hundreds of things that are going on in the Berkshires and beyond. We're a wonderful resource for what's happening.
You know, and different organizations have come up with creative ways. Winter Sports Association has been doing a ski and swap sale of used equipment and other equipment for years to raise funds. And they didn't know what happened this year. They didn't know if they're going to do it. Well, they did it, and they had very strict social distancing where people actually stood in line for hours to get in. They let 6 to 10 people in at a time, kept socially distanced, everything like that. They had their biggest one yet. It broke all records because people were willing to wait in line to support a local nonprofit. People were willing to go there. And of course, anybody that has kids knows that if they like to ski or skate, you have to change everything every year. So people, organizations are finding ways to get around this and do it properly. So It's nice to see that there are things for people to do this holiday season to try to bring a little bit of the holiday cheer into our lives. So
this calendar story we have, it describes what's going on. You know, if you're feeling outdoorsy, as they say.
But we also have in that magazine section, we have lots of other things to do. We have a terrific
article. This is just part one, too, Marcy.
Yeah. No, this is part two.
This is
an update.
This is the update. But it goes all the way through the...
yes, it does.
Through the holidays.
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, we have a wonderful article on the adaptive reuse of old mill buildings. And so this is a car trip you can take on your own. You know, it's perfectly safe in your own car. You can tour these, you can go to these old mill projects and or old factory buildings and see what's been done with them. And we give you sort of things to look at from your car, you know, the construction and the shape of windows and what's been done. So we're trying in our since the magazine is about places to go and things to do, we are trying to present places to go and things to do that are perfectly safe but off the beaten path. We also, it's at the end of the list, but I might as well, since we're talking about the magazine, we have a new feature called Berkshire Reads, which is an introduction to six local authors, including...
Yes, that's an item on our list here.
Yes, it is, including Dr. Rich Kesson, who lives in Norfolk, Connecticut, who has written a really terrific medical thriller about what happens when men lose their potency mysteriously. So, it's a fun read. It's scientifically accurate. He tries to he tries to let you know what the scientific method is really all about. But it's a terrific read and lots of fun. That's another magazine section.
As a man who's 68, and I hear that about losing potency, it's not about losing potency for me. It's about I just don't really care anymore.
Well, the Berkshire Reads also has, is a feature of the magazine. It also talks about a whole number of local authors.
Right, we have six of them.
It profiles authors and their books. So it's if you happen to venture into a local bookstore, you can look for these authors.
And please venture into your local bookstore. Don't order from Amazon.
That's right. I keep saying.
Or go to your local bookstore's website and order.
Yes, yeah. Or call them up and they will order it for you and it'll be here as fast as it will from Amazon.
I was going to say that Amazon is trying to portray themselves as a big company that allows a lot of small businesses to operate. That's really ingenuous because if you shop local, you're supporting people that donate to little leagues, to churches, to organizations. Mm-hmm. So just remember that. You want to buy something from China? Okay, shop on Amazon. You want to buy something local and help a local merchant? Shop local. It's just that simple.
And, well, we also, we also have several articles on shopping local.
Yeah.
Let's go on to the story about affordable housing in Great Barrington.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. The Select Board is, the Great Barrington Select Board has endorsed a proposal for converting there's a vacant nursing home. And so there's a developer in town who said that... the developer would like to convert this into affordable housing apartments. And so the Select Board is enthusiastic about that, given that we need, market rate affordable housing for residents here, which always has been recently it's been a distinct lack for this area. So this is a good This is a terrific idea.
And the building's already built.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be just renovated.
Now, how is the project going above the food store where they open up at the with the condominiums up there?
It's being built on Bridge Street.
Yep.
They're going up, the co-op, food co-op. It looks like a very interesting project. Hopefully, I don't know how long it takes to build something like that, but they are up. I mean, the structures are up.
Yeah, I saw that. I was just wondering when they were going to start renting out those condominiums and stuff like that, because that is a perfect place right in the center of town. People don't necessarily need cars. You can live there. You can walk and shop to town and walk back. So it's going to be that'll be interesting how that develops, and maybe other towns will look at that and say, "Hey, there's a good idea."
It's right above the co-op too, which is great. You have your own organic grocery store, right in the same building.
On that same street, there are also several other condo developments which are now for sale, and they are selling now too. There was a long time while they were being constructed where they weren't being sold, but they are now selling now, and they are right next door to the co-op, and also so that Bridge Street is going to have both these, higher priced condos and this affordable housing and the co-op, which is really a wonderful resource and great place to meet people. Hopefully this hotel is going to be built across the street in the old school building. But even without it, the street is going to be very lively when these apartments are all occupied.
All right,
so it's great.
Let's go for a nice holiday story from the Berkshire District Attorney's Office. They've established a domestic violence high-risk team. We here in Northwest Connecticut have Women's Support Services, which have been doing an outstanding job for many years.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And well, we do, too. We have the Elizabeth Freeman Center, which is for women suffering from domestic abuse. It's a safe place for them to go. But this is... Andrea Harrington, who was, I guess it's been about 2 years since she became district attorney.
Yep.
One of the things that she, promised, or one of the things that was a focus of her campaign, was her concern about abused women. So she has established a domestic violence high-risk team to really focus on this, which is very good news.
Yeah, she's terrific. She's progressive, and she recognizes these social issues that her office can help.
Well, that's the whole thing. Being a district attorney nowadays is totally different than being a district attorney maybe would say even 10 or 15 years ago. There are so
yeah. She's not just simply a a prosecutor, law enforcement. She has really done this too. To just broaden the mandate of this of her office to include addressing those social issues that lead to people being in trouble. And so I think. She's terrific.
These are often, not seen crimes because the whole pathology of women being abused is that they are afraid to talk about it, and they disrupt their whole family if they turn in their man. So it's hard to get at, but hopefully this will begin to study those patterns and, where it's happening and address it.
All right.
So it is very promising.
Another story which we'll follow up on, it's not the same light, but it's similar, and that is the collaboration of small businesses and social justice proponents, people who care about social issues, and the holding of public discussions on race, sexism, religion. this is all a very good sign where the community gets involved in these things on a basic level.
Yep.
Right.
That's true. And this community has always had been conscious of these social issues, and this is another example of a collaboration that is kind of unusual, I think. They held a real demonstration of how small businesses support, you know, social justice.
Right. I mean, they are definitely trying to find ways to support small businesses as well. I mean, this is a business-oriented activity. But they're trying to also combine the understanding that small businesses promote social justice because they promote prosperity in the community. And if you have empty storefronts, which we are beginning to have in Great Barrington and throughout the Berkshires, that this is not good for the community.
Especially, yes, during this pandemic, which is really a difficult era for us to survive. You know,
I mean, they're helping small businesses produce videos to talk about what they do. They're producing cards that promote local businesses. So it's really very interesting. And, you know, although it's being known for social justice, but it actually is helping people and small businesses cope with the economic devastation brought on by the pandemic. So, and they're having Zoom meetings, so it's really quite interesting.
Let's hope that the federal government gets involved in helping the states with the local businesses, because after this pandemic eases, and it will sooner or later, it might be the springtime, small businesses are going to need ways to change, and restaurants are going to need affordable SBA loans so they can always have decent outdoor dining available or drive through. Small businesses, gift shops, and everything are going to need ways that they can safely stay open if something like this happens. These are all steps that are going to have to be taken once everything gets down. But let's hope they do it, because that's the only way small businesses are going to survive, is if they're given some money at a low interest rate, even if it's 1% and a payback over 30 years, to recreate their business and make it as non-pandemic as possible.
You know? Absolutely. And, I was speaking to somebody the other day who's involved in commercial real estate more than residential. And, you know, there's so many business opportunities in the Berkshires that, you know, that nobody knows about. This effort to try to, you know, not only support local businesses, but also to try to bring people to the Berkshires who weren't here before. Now that we're having, you know, we have better internet, we have a much stronger sense of community, I think, than we had even before this pandemic. This really is a time to think about our local businesses, because it will be very depressing if all these stores remain empty. I mean, you know, people come and they want to walk around downtown. It's how you run into people. It's how you meet people. I mean, it's, you know, and it's how you keep a town lively.
It's how New England and smaller towns in the Northeast have survived over all these years, and and it is at, and I hope somebody at the federal level realizes all that is at stake in this recovery from this pandemic. It's like when the automobile industry was in such a crisis and it was saved. They're going to have to do the same thing for small business. There's no doubt about it coming up. Well, I want to move on to another story, and that is Berkshire Reads.
Oh, yeah. So that's what I was talking about before.
Yeah.
But Berkshire Reads is this new feature in our magazine, and we're going to continue it. In fact, since we published it, we have gotten emails from a number of other local Berkshire writers, and we welcome more.
Well, you know, the Berkshires, I have to say, is loaded with really good writers. In fact, you can't throw a snowball without hitting a writer, as they say, in the Berkshires. This is taking advantage of illustrating a real resource here in the Berkshires.
It's amazing. I mean, we're presenting a real variety of authors. I mean, there's poetry, there are essays and memoirs, there's some history, there's this medical science fiction that I talked about earlier. I mean, we really have. Now, of course, we know that at the Edge because we benefit from the tremendous community of local writers. You know, we have all of our articles are written locally, and not necessarily by journalists, but by people in the community who have very interesting things to say. And we welcome articles about interesting things from local people. So we know that the talent in the Berkshires, in the greater Berkshires, not only, is enormous.
Yeah.
So we invite local authors of books to let us know if they have a book coming out, and we're trying to find them.
Well, we've even serialized novels.
Yes, on the Edge. We have.
On the Edge. Right. Several of them.
Right.
Well, we have to wrap up the show in a few minutes, and we wouldn't have a great show in the morning if we didn't talk about cannabis.
I know. We can't. That's right.
Right.
That's our last item today.
Well.
And you know what? Here in the Berkshires, I mean, you know, you don't have to go to the local pot store. They'll come to you.
Well, it's not necessarily they. I mean, and that's the issue. I mean, there are two new regulations about home delivery. Home delivery of cannabis is now permitted in Massachusetts, but not by the dispensaries themselves. So there are two new options, and this is all intended to increase equity in the cannabis business. These were intended to allow people who don't have enough money to actually build a brick-and-mortar cannabis dispensary to profit from the cannabis business. And so one possibility is that you can deliver cannabis from a local dispensary. So in other words, you can call up Canna Provisions, and somebody else will go to Canna Provisions, pick up your order, and bring it to you at home. And
they're not going to sample it on the way.
No,
of course not.
Most of the cannabis dispensaries are perfectly comfortable with that. But the second kind of license is that it allows people to have their own warehouses and their own supplies and deliver it to you. And the organization of cannabis dispensaries is not happy about that because they are not allowed to do this. I mean, there's a 3-year moratorium on the dispensaries themselves being able to deliver. And again, this is an effort to try to get people with less money, less financial backing, to be able to be in the cannabis business.
Well, to wrap things up, if I was going to start one of those delivery services, I would call it Blunts.
That's good.
Blunts delivery.
Very good.
We need a little creativity, right? I wonder how many people.
I expect to see this.
I'm designing the logo.
And your name attached to it.
No.
Blunts delivery service. We won't leave you high and dry. Okay. All right, guys. Well, those stories and more at theberkshireedge.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll speak to you guys next week.
Okay. Yep.
Thank you.
Bye. Stay safe.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
That is the Berkshire Edge on air here on Robin Hood Radio.